this for your psych class?
Hang on. No, English. All right. My name is Riley. I'm 17 years old. Today is February 18th, 2019, and I'm speaking with Macy Fisher, who's my sister. I'm recording in Saranac Lake, and she's on the phone in Syracuse. Okay.
Fantastic.
What?
Fantastic.
All right. First question. What's your favorite ice cream flavor?
Okay, not to be this annoying person. Is it soft or hard?
Hard.
Oh, man. Let's go with chocolate.
Are you kidding me? You and Dustin did the exact same thing. Dustin chose vanilla. Out of all of the ice cream flavors, he chose vanilla, and you choose chocolate. All right,
do you want me to be specific then?
Yes.
And it's Ben and Jerry's milk and cookies. I know that would be too annoying.
Okay. All right. Good. Describe your perfect day.
My perfect day. Okay, well, I get this. I wake up, but I'm well-rested. So I wake up, like, early-ish, but I'm well-rested because I went to bed early. Like, I wake up at 9, but not at 9 when I'm tired, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I wake up at 9. I go out to brunch. I love brunch. I get to recap my evening events with my friends, such as Zena, such as you, such as, I don't know, Ashley, my other friend. I get to come back from brunch, shower, or actually take a bath, okay? Then I get to go do fun errands, like get my nails done, go to the mall. What else? Whatever, get my nails done, go to the mall, hang out with you. I get to do little, like, fun things around the house that I love to do. Then I get to come home. I get to help make dinner or make dinner. So I love to do that. I get to have margaritas, mom. Then we all sit down. We have our dinner. We watch Jeopardy. And then we watch a movie or Law and Order. And I get to go to bed. But when I'm, like, in my bed, I get to watch, like, an episode of Grey's Anatomy. Then I get to go to bed, like, decently early. Was that specific enough?
Yeah, that was good. Okay. What is something that you think about often, but you don't really talk about?
Something I think about often. Give me a minute to think about this.
Like Dustin said that he thinks about where he's going to live a lot.
Oh, I think about getting married a lot.
About like...
Or like a family or like kids or what my life will be like. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like far in far future plans.
Yeah.
Okay. How has being the middle child shaped you?
I think it's made me the mediator in a lot of things. I think it kind of showed me, like, that I might not always be, like, the favorite of things, but I play a really important role. I think it's... And I guess this might just be, like, with being the first girl, but I think it showed me a lot about how to... I had to, like, grow up faster, I think, because I had you. Well, I had you, but, like, you were younger than me, and, like, that's been, like, I don't know, it was always silly, so I always felt like I took that, like, motherly role, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I think it made me work harder for, like, everything in general. Yeah.
Okay. What's your genuine biggest fear?
Losing someone I'm close to.
Okay. You kind of already answered this question, but how has your childhood shaped you into who you are, and that's good and bad?
I think it's made me a hard worker because I wasn't always handed things. I think it's, like, having amazing parents, like, I think has made me want to, like, work hard and make them proud. Yeah.
Okay. How has your relationship with your parents shaped you? And that's not, like, that's not together. It's more so, like, individual with mom and then with dad.
I think my relationship with mom has made me more independent, because she's so independent and, like, I think it's also made me, like, put people first before myself. And I think my relationship with dad has made me realize that, like, sometimes you need to be the one to put in the effort as opposed to expecting the other person will.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. What have you taken from mom and dad's marriage?
That opposites attract. yeah, I don't know, I guess that opposites attract.
Okay, and anything like with, like, in the future, like, in with your marriage or whatever, have you taken anything that, like, you think that you'll hang on to from watching them? Or vice versa, like, you'll want to do opposite?
Maybe... maybe to find someone, I think, with the same interests as me, because I think that might be, like, an issue kind of with mom and dad, is they're both very interested in different things.
Mm-hmm.
Be like, for example, if I like to golf, find someone that likes to golf. Like, silly things like that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I get that. Okay. Who's had the biggest influence on who you are today and how?
I can't do two.
You can do two.
Well, I was gonna say you, because I think you hold me accountable for things that I need to be held accountable for, as far as, like, knowing I need to call you more, or knowing that, like, when you tell me I'm capable of better or I deserve better, I tend to believe you more than, like, if mom tells me I deserve better or mom says, like, try harder, because I'm like, well, my mom's gonna say that regardless of what I do. She wants me to be that last person myself. I think, like, when you say something or give me advice, it's more of a, like, oh, wow, Riley's only saying that because she really needs that. Mm-hmm. But I also think mom, because I think mom's to a really high standard, and she's really, like, I mean, on the flip side of things, I know she expects best from me, and I know she knows I deserve the best, but also just always being there for someone to talk to and, like, being available even when she's busy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Do you have any dreams?
I I think a dream of mine, and I've noticed this more as I was like getting older, is to be able to move back home.
Back to Saranac Lake?
I obviously, kind of, yeah. Like, I think my career and whatnot might not always, like, support that goal. However, I do think that would be, like, a dream of mine, was to be able to, like, have my kids go to Saranac Lake High School and stuff like that, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you know, like, why?
Because I think it's a really special place to grow up, and I find that I always, like, reference it, and that I'm really lucky to have grown up there, and that, like, even being able to, like, come home to Winter Carnival, like, nowhere else has that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there'll always be a part of me that, like, sees Saranac Lake as home, and everywhere else I ever live might just be, like, visiting, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then this is the last question. What do you think the most important thing in life is?
I think family and friends. Because I think if you don't have anything to, like, or anyone to, like, share your successes or your life or your problems with or, like, to talk to, you really will have a miserable life, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, and I also think, like, maybe just family. I think friends can come and go. And I think it's easier to stop talking to, like, friends, for example. Like, you're always, always, always going to, like, talk to your family.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay. All right.